What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 474. In this episode, I'll discuss a long-awaited randomized controlled trial of vitamin C, thiamine, and hydrocortisone for sepsis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode474. The title of the article for this episode is Effect of Vitamin C, Hydrocortisone, and Thiamine versus Hydrocortisone Alone on Time Alive and Free of Vasopressor Support Among Patients with Septic Shock. The lead author is Tomoko Fuji, and this is published in JAMA, January 2020. In December of 2016, a retrospective study was published ahead of print in the journal Chest about the dramatic impact that a combination of vitamin C, thiamine, and hydrocortisone had on mortality in a group of patients with sepsis. A few months later, a major push in the lay press publicizing these findings led to articles in NPR and articles and news releases proclaiming a cure for sepsis, complete with B-roll footage to make lay press media reports even easier to put together. This flurry of activity prompted many research studies to be initiated to replicate the impressive results from this first study. This article from JAMA is the first of these trials to be reported. The study was a multi-center, open-label, randomized clinical trial with patients from 10 intensive care units in Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil. 216 patients that met sepsis 3 definitions for septic shock were included. The intervention group used the exact protocol from the original CHEST trial of IV vitamin C, 1.5 grams every 6 hours, hydrocortisone, 50 milligrams every 6 hours, and thiamine, 200 milligrams every 12 hours. The control group received only hydrocortisone IV 50 milligrams every 6 hours. Therapy was continued until shock resolved or 10 days. The primary trial outcome was duration of time alive and free of vasopressor administration up to day 7. 10 secondary outcomes were pre-specified, including 90-day mortality. There was no difference between groups for the primary outcome and 9 out of 10 secondary outcomes, including all of those which focus on mortality. On the day 3 change in SOFA score, this did favor the vitamin C group, but it's not a patient-focused outcome. No serious adverse events were reported among the participants. The authors concluded in patients with septic shock, treatment with IV vitamin C, hydrocortisone, and thiamine compared with IV hydrocortisone alone did not significantly improve duration of time alive and free of vasopressor administration over 7 days, and the findings suggest that treatment with IV vitamin C, hydrocortisone, and thiamine does not lead to a more rapid resolution of septic shock compared with IV hydrocortisone alone. This is certainly a disappointment in that vitamin C, thiamine, and hydrocortisone do not appear to be the cure for sepsis that was first hoped. An editorial accompanied this study in JAMA and was quite harsh in its critique of how this treatment was originally published and encouraged, and the fact that it consumed research time, dollars, and provided false hope to patient families via stories in the lay press. I tend to agree with this assessment. One criticism of the study has been the about 12-hour delay in starting therapy due to study enrollment. The suggestion is that because therapy was delayed, that a trial of early vitamin C and thiamine might still prove beneficial. I do not see the logic in this argument, as the original trial counted patients that had vitamin C and thiamine started within 24 hours of ICU admission. And the index case that led to publication of the original trial was a patient who received therapy very late in their course of therapy. If there was a significant benefit to this intervention, I would expect it to show within the time frame study subjects received treatment in this study. There are other randomized trials of vitamin C and thiamine in sepsis that are in various stages of completion. However, unless or until one or more of these trials produces positive results, I do not consider this treatment a worthwhile intervention. As there is no risk of harm identified, I would still facilitate an individual physician who wished to use the therapy, but I would provide retrospective feedback that included the outcomes from this first randomized trial. To get access to my free download area with over 20 resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.